If you're trying to file for unemployment and you can't get the website to work, you are not alone, which is one reason why the record 3.3 million unemployment claims filed last week was likely just the tip of the iceberg. Ellie Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent, joins us from New York with more on this. And Ellie, as one economist put it, this is the equivalent of every single state in the country having a hurricane that lasts for weeks. How do you make sense of these numbers?
Yeah, I mean, look, the unemployment claims are different than what our listeners are used to hearing about, which is the monthly unemployment report, but they're completely connected, obviously, right? Because the unemployment report that we get is a survey, two surveys really put together to give us the unemployment percentage and the number of jobs created, or in this case, lost. But these are the actual people who have claimed for unemployment. It usually underrepresents the number of people who are unemployed because not everybody who gets laid off immediately knows to be able to go where they sign up. As you've said, the websites in a lot of states are crashing. So this is a multiple across the country. We are up 1,000% from the prior week across the country. So this is very, very, very worrisome, but expected. Now, remember, these are mostly hourly workers who live on a very tight budget, so they have no choice but to very quickly expedite their unemployment applications. As this goes on for a few more weeks, you'll start to see salary workers add to this. So all expectations are that this is going to reflect in a very, very serious unemployment report, which we will get on the first Friday of April.
Well, and I know personally many people who are filing, a lot of them in the restaurant industry right now. What will the $2 trillion economic rescue package do for people?
Well, there's two ways of thinking about this, right? The absolute best case scenario is somebody who earns $75,000 a year. The take-home pay for that would have been $4,800 after taxes, generally speaking. The combination of the increase in the unemployment insurance that's in the federal bill and the $1,200 check would make you even, basically. It would give you $4,800 a month. So if you earn $4,800 a month, $75,000 a year, you're made whole. The problem is a whole lot of other people who didn't earn that much money, who are gig workers, who are freelancers, who are contractors, who didn't file a tax return in 2018 or 2019. There's a small percentage of Americans who are going to be left out. I should remind you, people who are on Social Security disability, any version of that will get the check, the $1,200 check. Mm-hmm. But for a lot of people, there's going to be a lot of complexity. It's going to take a few weeks to get out there, and it is replacement income in most cases. So while a lot of people are calling it stimulus, stimulus is if you get extra money and you're worried about what the economy is going to be like, but you might spend it at a movie, you might spend it at a restaurant, you might buy something. This isn't stimulus. This is stopgap. This is replacement.
Ellie, just 30 seconds here, but you are joining us from New York, now the epicenter of this crisis. We've heard stories about people who are, you know, listening to ambulance sirens wailing all the time. What's it like there?
Yeah, so I was going to say, when you go out on the street in New York, there's virtually no cars. There are some taxis. There are police cars. There are delivery people on bicycles, and there are a lot of ambulances. Our infection rate, it's half the country right now. The infection rate is three times the rest of the country. The mortality rate now is showing at three times the rest of the country. So we have a very, very serious problem. The hospitals here have intake tents where you go to before you go to the hospital. It looks very, very much like a serious emergency that I've never seen before in New York.
Ellie Velshi, thank you.
My pleasure.